Hello, welcome, and thanks for listening to Carbon Climates, an energy podcast dedicated to discussing all things energy, carbon, and sustainability. We also like to talk about what's getting hot, aside from our planet. I'm your host, Enya, and today I'm joined by my Carbon Climate and co-host, Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hey, Enya.
So you're back again by popular demand.
I'm back again. This time I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to cut that out, okay?
For those who listened to me before, they know that I did request this.
But yeah, I actually got a lot. Like, your first episode is aired,
yeah,
and everything. And I got a lot of feedback from it. Loads of people saying you're really funny. And, like, you know how...
Who's like, saying I'm really funny?
At least is five people told me you were really funny.
Me, or like, this one's really funny.
Yeah. And what was it? Was it Mark Clements from episode 3?
Did you like it? Yeah. I actually don't know what his opinion was.
Yeah, I actually need to check it up.
I'll ask him literally after this.
Yeah.
How he feels about it. How did you feel? You know from, you know that show? Oh, you know with the Mighty Boosh?
Yes.
Like, make an assessment.
That's good. Well, it's good to have you back on.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, you should be, because today we're going to talk about what an LCEA is, and like what it means to become a low carbon energy assessor, because you yourself, you've been through this process.
I have.
A couple of years ago.
Ooh, probably less than a year ago.
Okay. Wait.
Oh, calm down. I'm 25.
See, yeah, I always say that. I've got a speech to give in May time to a group of people.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is for the 30 under 30. And I'm going to start off with a joke about my age. So I was going to be like, oh, I'm Enya, I'm 29, and I just about made the cusp to be here in the 30s.
Yeah, this was my last year to apply.
Yeah. And then, so it'll be like, you know.
Someone's like, actually, you can apply when you're 30.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, okay. But then I was going to make one. It's just like, hi, I'm 29. I know I look 20. Mm-hmm. And if, like, you know.
And if no one laughs.
If no one laughs.
You set it off to a bad start. Like,
yeah.
You're going to feel offended. And then you're going to be annoyed at the crowd. You're going to get insightful.
I'm just going to be like, you know what? Forget it.
You know what? You just rip up the
So, yeah. Well, we kind of start back into the usual Carbon Climates format. How has your week been? Has it been good?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it's Monday today, mm-hmm. So, you know, not much to talk about right now. I mean, it's a big week for me.
It is a big week for you.
It's my last week in Northern Ireland.
Desensitized to it now?
I think I'm desensitized. I have to remain desensitized so that things don't spiral out of control.
Yeah, that's...
So we won't talk about it till the last day.
I know. It'll be like, again, we've kept on saying it's going to be like, you know, The Office.
Yeah.
And you come to me just like, yeah, let's go for lunch tomorrow on my last day. But
like, I can't actually do that. Like, you know, there's protocols in place.
Don't worry, okay.
I can't pretend it's my last day.
There's security, okay.
Like, I can't say to Alan, like, oh, it's my last day, surprise.
Yeah. And he's like,
we can't pay you.
Yeah.
You lied to us.
Yeah. You're going to jail, okay? Yeah.
You've been in prison for a long time, kid. Forget about London.
Oh, my God. Kept you here one way or another.
Yeah.
But we're grand. It's grand.
Yeah, how's your week been going?
Thanks for asking.
No one asked.
It's been pretty... It's been grand. Busy week. We're very busy in work, as you know.
Yeah.
So just getting a lot of handovers. It's actually really great to think about, because at the moment, there is 4 low-carbon energy assessors in this office.
Yeah.
Okay. About, like, maybe 4 years ago, there was one.
And was that Alan?
That was Alan.
Okay.
And then there's me.
Now there's you.
And then there's you.
Yep. And then Louise. Yeah.
And then...
That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go back down
to
3.
It'll be a while, I think, because...
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to do your 2 years.
Yeah. But yeah, so I always talk to people. It's great having you on, like, Hannah, you're my tea buddy. We go for tea every day.
Is that all I am, do you?
No, you're one of my best friends. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. But like, you know, we go for tea every day.
We do.
Okay. Tea or coffee. Yeah. And we just chat and talk about life.
We do.
The mysteries of life. And like, it's really great because you're one of the people I talk about the podcast with.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I wanted to start it, as you know,
yeah,
is just to show that there's lots of job roles in the energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're ever feeling lost or like, you know, a bit overwhelmed, like I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
Or that career doesn't seem viable. I was in the exact same boat.
Just remember, you can always fall back on podcasts.
Yeah. Just remember. Oh my God. Well, brilliant.
Thanks for sending it.
But yeah, like, you know, what is it? But like, it's careers like, like, I'm quickly moving on.
Yeah.
Before I cry.
Yeah.
So like, I just like wanted to, the title of Low Carbon Energy Assessor.
Yeah.
Like, it's a title that no idea existed when I first came in.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was either.
And yeah, it was like, you know, it's an eye-opener. Now that you've got that qualification,
mm-hmm,
you're unstoppable.
Sure. I mean, like I could still be stopped by CQA.
Okay. Yeah. You could still be stopped in general. Yeah.
Be stopped in the streets at any time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of want to go through, first off, to be an LCA. LCA is kind of one of those things like chartership,
mm-hmm,
like having a master's, like, I'm trying to think of another comparable term.
An LCC.
An LCC. Like getting an LCC, which, yeah, stands for Low Carbon Consultant,
mm-hmm,
as a form of, and it gives you that qualification of energy assessment,
yeah,
that makes you more employable and more attractive to employers. To
yeah,
I knew you were gonna, but yeah, it makes you more attractive to employers if, yeah, you have this qualification, yeah, in the energy assessment world. So kind of want to go through today's podcast and
talk about it.
And talk about it. So, Hannah, you first got your LCA.
Yeah.
About a year and a half, 2 years ago?
No, I think.
I thought it was 2020.
I think it was 2023. And I think it was October.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so pretty recent.
Pretty recent, yes. Okay. The last.
Maybe November, yeah.
I don't know when this is going to air, so it's going to be.
At some point.
Yeah, so. Let's say about, yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah. You know, so you have to do, as you're aware, you have to have 2 years in industry experience. Mm-hmm. They're very specific with that. They won't accept a master's.
2 years industry experience?
Yeah, so, yeah, you have to have 2 years in industry experience, and they are specific about that. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, you can't count your master's towards it. That is, you need to be working actively on, like, you know, producing EPCs, producing Google, working with, you know, like SVM engines and your DSM engines, which is your simplified building energy model and your dynamic simulation. So you have to build up your CPD for that, your, mm-hmm, continual professional development. Don't want to throw too many like jargons in here.
You know? No. Good. Like, it's good because, see, like, for anyone who is starting out as an engineer, yeah, I think they've already come across these terms, yeah, especially
sort of like a
CPD. So yeah,
corporate wide. Mm-hmm. Thing, isn't it? So yeah, so spent the last 2 years doing that. So I think when I was qualified, I'd been here about two and a half years maybe. Yeah. So literally just tried to get that ready up, you know, as soon as I could. And that was fine. The CPD itself is easy enough to build up, to collate, but obviously the application, you know, that's when you've got to do your exam, your software exam, and then you have to do your LCC, which is your low carbon consultancy exam,
mm-hmm,
and then obviously you have to do the application, so kind of explaining what you would do on a daily basis, giving them a CV of your experience, and as like you and Louise, I'm level 3, 4, and 5 qualified, which meant you have to give examples on, you know, new and existing buildings at 3 and 4 and 5, which,
yeah,
it's just the level of detail that you would simulate as that. So yeah, it was, you know, it was a process. I wouldn't say it was like extremely hard because it's the sort of thing we do on a daily basis anyway. Like,
you're, yeah,
doing the job, kind of you're building that experience up anyway. Now it does mean I have a bit more responsibility, which can be a bit nerving, I find, you know, because now I can upload my own energy performance certificates for my own brew course, and that's under my name,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, you can, obviously, like I said, you can get QA'd at any time.
And what is the process of QA?
You know, I haven't been QA'd.
What do you mean? You've uploaded.
I know, and I haven't been QA'd.
Or was it not in...
It was only in England.
Only in England, yeah. So...
I have uploaded one in Northern Ireland.
Right, okay.
But again, I haven't had anything back, so I'm yet to do my first QA. I'll be really nervous.
See, my first DPC upload was about a couple of years ago in Scotland.
Scotland, I remember. So it was QA'd. Mm-hmm. QA'd, for anyone who doesn't know, is when you are... It stands for quality assurance, doesn't it?
Quality assurance.
So they basically check all your work.
Yeah, it's pretty much the accreditation body, whoever you're accredited with.
Yeah.
So there's CIPSE. Who else?
Elmhurst.
Yes, Elmhurst. They probably should have.
And does the Energy Institute? I don't know.
Energy Institute wouldn't. No, it's more like a chartership body.
Right,
I'll edit out the long pauses.
Wait, what was it? Long pause, no answer. Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Oh my God.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
So, sorry, I typed in LCA to Google.
Oh yeah, I bet you that got you a lot.
You know what came up? Local Clinical Excellence Award.
Cool. So I'll apply for that my spare time.
So I think CIPSE are the ones who offer low carbon energy assessment.
Is it just them?
Qualification. I think the other boards, if there are any, maybe might name it differently, because
they probably do because it's like, so, probably like a copyright thing.
Mm-hmm. Because Elmhurst name it NDEA, so non-domestic energy assessor.
Yes,
okay. So the more you know,
the more you know,
like, yeah. Brilliant. Okay, well, yes, like, what was the most... So the application, CIPSE do give a step-by-step guide on how to, like, write the application.
Yeah.
I remember going through the application.
Yeah.
And the thing that was most difficult to me was the NOS units.
Yeah, they are just the most tedious. I definitely found, like, because obviously you have to fill out the application for your level 3 and 4 and then your 5 and then the same questions. So it was quite repetitive in most of them. And they're pretty stringent. Like, they will come back to you if they're not happy with your application.
Yes.
A couple times, you know, they asked for a bit more, you know, evidence, which I guess is good. You know, that the QA for the process is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it was sort of hard, but it was, you know, you put a lot of effort into it.
You definitely do. It's like, I don't want to compare it to uni, but it's like, you know, group project.
Yeah,
in uni.
I think actually when I've got like the document somewhere of all my application. I think it was close to 10,000 words.
Wow.
I could be saying something that's completely not true, but like there was a lot of words. Maybe 5,000. Maybe exaggerating.
It's funny because I did that and that was a big one. I did the on construction domestic energy assessment before.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I feel like it was the same amount of material, but it was a different like submission.
Mm.
And that you had to create, like, you know, oh, this is my pamphlet that I was
getting. You said it's like a portfolio thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I look forward to that in the future.
Yeah. You definitely, like, I hope you don't do it online. I hope you get to go to Lutterworth.
I know, but you know what? It's way more expensive in months.
Really?
Yeah. Like £700 an hour. I don't know if I can say that.
Oh, my goodness. No, this is the thing. Like, this podcast is out here to, like, you know,
educate.
I mean,
it says it on the website. Like, if you go on the website,
yeah,
like the prices are very transparent. I don't know why they charge more. I think you, like, when you do the in-person one, they take you to like an example, like house or something, and they'll like talk you through an on-site survey.
Right,
that's the difference. So it's a bit more proactive in
person. Because
that's what Peter said to me anyway.
You know what? That's for his domestic energy assessment.
Peter lied to me.
See for the OCDA, the on construction.
Yeah.
Because I did my on construction domestic energy course in. Do you know when I did it?
It was before I was here.
Yeah.
And that was many
it was
years
before
ago. It was before I was in college.
It was before I was born.
Yeah. It was many years ago. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5 years ago now?
I did it 2019.
5 years ago then.
Before COVID, BC.
BC, before COVID.
Yeah. You had a brew and it was a simpler time. No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was a weird time. And
did you do it? Was it during COVID? No.
No, it was just before. Yeah. Like it was in the August 2019. But it was weird because, you know, the way like during COVID here, and you moved over to Northern Ireland during that time.
Yeah.
During COVID here, like, you know, kind of felt, oh, like, you know, it's a bit awkward. Like, yeah. Don't really know where I can. But even then, I remember just feeling like a lot of tension then, just like in general, because we still didn't have a Northern Ireland executive. So there's a lot of stuff that like we don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. Like, you know,
I wasn't here during the height of COVID, to be fair to you. I moved over, I think, was it like the first Christmas that we had? So like during that whole summer, I was at home.
Right. Okay.
I moved over in the September. Probably kind of cut, everything was lifted slightly. And then we went back into lockdown during Christmas.
Wow.
Which was horrible because obviously the summer COVID lockdown was like kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like we didn't know what was going on. The Christmas one, it was like, we've done this before. It's cold. We can't even do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was sad. But that's why I had to stay here a bit longer to really experience it.
Northern Ireland.
Beautiful city. Beautiful city.
Nice wee town.
Wee Belfast.
Yeah. So yeah, no, that's really good. Really good. Thank you for talking us through the process.
You're more than welcome.
Of course. Yeah. And we've only talked about the first thing.
What's the second thing?
Well, second thing was what inspired you?
Well, like my card says, who inspired you?
Yeah. Who inspired you?
Who inspired you? Real mum.
Yeah. Joanne.
She's really active on LinkedIn.
Yeah, she's friending everyone. She knows we went to primary school together.
Yes. I guess we spoke about it, didn't we, when I sort of asked about my career progression, because you were doing your LCEA around the time that I started, do you remember? So I was kind of like intrigued about what that was, what it meant for me. So it was something I brought up in my first review. And then obviously you have to do your low carbon consultant exam.
Yeah.
Before you can, you know, as part of your low carbon energy assessor application. So I did that in my second year. And so kind of just speaking to yourself and then speaking to Alan, doing a bit of research myself. I mean, it just felt like a natural progression for my career because I was already doing EBCs and brew calls under Alan. So I may as well get a qualification and do it under my own name.
Exactly. That's really great as well. And then look at you now.
Look at me now.
Heading to London with this qualification under your belt.
The big city.
And it's actually amazing because like, I don't think you realize like how many people maybe they know how to create an EPC. But they maybe actually don't have the qualification to issue it.
It was a very, trying to think of the word.
Eye-opening or?
Eye-opening, confidence-boosting situation, maybe. I was very nervous to apply for jobs in London coming from Belfast. I've never worked in London before. And honestly, I was met with a lot of opportunities and I was really fortunate when I was looking for a new job because, as you know, I'm staying in the same field. I'm going to continue this sort of career in a different company.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot out there for me. And I was obviously told that that's because of my qualifications and because of how young I am and to be qualified. So I was really lucky to have become qualified in this company because now it just has opened a lot more opportunities for me in London. So I was surprised. I don't think there's that many people qualified as maybe I thought there would be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just very niche.
Yeah. Or you find like, what is it? Like, because you'd find that like maybe one person is qualified.
And then everyone submits under their name.
And then everyone submits under their name or like they teach everyone and they're like, yeah, you can build this up for me. And then
I don't know if I'd want someone to do that for me, but
I build it up.
Yeah.
It's, you know what, you'll know by the person, like, you know, it's like, right, okay, like, you know, it'll be fine. But then there's people like who like Alan, like he would check stuff. Like he would be like, okay, I'll check your QA.
He's pretty confident in trusting yeah. in everything.
And it's like, you shouldn't trust him.
Yeah, like, you know.
Wait a second.
Like, you sure? You trust me? Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it and meeting new people in this career.
Yeah. Well, that actually brings us on to our other topic.
Okay.
You have recently joined a committee.
I have joined a team. Committee.
A committee. You've joined the...
CYEN, the Young Engineers Network, London, yeah.
mm-hmm.
as the communications officer.
Communications officer.
Yes.
Very good. By the time, what is it, this comes out, you'll be fully fledged in the role.
Yeah.
So I hope you share this.
I share on the CYEN.
Yeah, on the CYEN.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty excited because obviously that'll give me the opportunity to meet people in our industry in London.
Yeah.
And I think it's also nice because, for example, like seeing yourself, you know, you're pretty heavily involved in the Energy Institute. You've made a lot of contacts. You've done really well for yourself in terms of networking. And, you know, I want to do the same. So you've inspired me. And
stop. Yeah.
I'm excited. Excited.
That's so good. And we've already got like connections with CYPSE here.
I do. Max
McComb.
Max is the chair of the Northern Irish Committee. He's mm-hmm. lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. And he kind of pointed me in the right direction. Like she did. He did ask for his advice.
So CYPSE just seems like the right bit.
Like, yeah. Well, you know, like I use CYPSE a lot on my day-to-day life, so like the PM59s, you know, CYPSE Guide A.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously, yeah, we're members through the Low Carbon Energy Assessor, so it felt like the right path for me. Definitely looking towards chartership at some point in the near, well, I say near future. I'll give myself some time, some breathing time.
That's like one of the things that I find because I literally remember just doing the LCA.
Mm.
And then
you went straight into it, didn't you?
Not straight into chartership, but like I remember, I think one of my reviews just like, oh yeah, what about chartership? I was like, can I breathe?
Yeah,
like, can I breathe?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go for it. Like, I'm gonna give myself 2 years. Two years.
See what's this is just general advice. I know we're talking on the podcast, but general advice. What chartership applications love is like. Not management experience, but like management experience. But the fact that, say, you're teaching someone,
mm-hmm.
and if you're teaching someone, passing on your skills, like, it's loved.
Yeah, essentially, Peter.
Mm-hmm. Peter. But yes, and also, I'm sure in your new role as well, there'll be some people that take on, like, you know, the training.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I have no idea the dynamic yet, but I kind of think I'm going in like a middle level, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, this was my first job out of uni, so I have no idea really what to expect going in as someone who's already got the experience. So I'm excited to see what that's like.
So you're part of the Young Engineers Network for CYPSE.
Yep.
I'm part of the Young Professionals Network for Energy Institute.
Yep.
And Kristen is part of the Young Members Network for IMEC. All these bodies are within the engineering realm. And you can apply to be part of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a great organization to join if you would like to be chartered.
Yep.
They provide lots of helpful tools like what you should do in your application,
mm-hmm.
etc. Can't recommend to join it enough, but I love the way, like, okay, just even I'm showing you the piece of paper I've written down.
Yeah,
like just look at them, like they're so
The Y and
it's only the middle letter that changes.
I mean, they're all the same thing, aren't they?
And engineers,
engineering
professionals,
young people in the industry,
engineering professional members.
How have you found that your career has changed from being part of a young members or the Young Professionals Committee? Like, how's it changed?
I would definitely say it's made me a lot more aware of the different jobs in the energy industry. I kind of joined the Energy Institute committee back in 2022.
Yeah.
And was on the position as secretary. So
you're part of the Big Boy, the actual Energy Institute.
The Big Boys. And then with the Energy Institute, you can join, become the YPN.
You're the chair.
William would be chair.
William's the chair. You are the vice chair. Is that correct?
Vice chair. We'll see.
It's like an informal role.
I'd say informal role. Informal. Definitely help out as much as I can. What is it? That's what I'll say. I'll be humble about it. It's like I help out when I can.
I help out when I'm needed.
When I'm needed. My name goes on.
Yeah. He does all the work and I put my name on it.
But yeah, one of the things, like, we're definitely have good links with Ulster University.
Yep.
And we will, like,
I think there's like 11 events from the YE and every year.
Yeah, no, that would make sense. Yeah. I think they try to do once a month, don't they?
Once a month except August, because apparently it's a busy month for everyone.
That's fair. That's fair.
Not for me. I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Don't worry. I won't be going on holiday.
Seeing it in. We should probably get back on track because I feel like a lot of this I'm going to have to edit.
Yeah, you'll have a nice time listening to it.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Office banter.
Office banter. Well, Hannah, like, you know, this podcast, the episode, is kind of to talk about your accreditations, all your accreditations you've achieved.
Yes.
So far, because it hasn't just been your LCA. What else have you done?
Oh, what do you mean, what else have I done?
Well, I'm sorry, that sounded like a very pointed question. Yeah. What else have you done?
Yeah, what have you done?
Yeah. No, well, okay, you've maybe not got qualifications, but you've learned SATs.
Yes, I've learned how to do the SATs.
And you've learned how to build U-values.
U-values, have a lot of fun building up a U-value.
And you've learned how to input thermal bridging.
I haven't, that's not true.
Thermal bridging, thermal bridging, like what it actually is.
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess kind of, it'd still be because, very...
Because loads of people don't do that, they just use default.
Overheating.
Overheating, yeah.
Document O. Nightmare.
Report issuing them. Yeah. And
whole life carbon assessments. That's a real treat.
Whole life carbon. Yes. That's using. Yes. You're one of the only ones in the office who knows how to do
it. One of the only ones. There's like three of us.
Okay.
Yeah, it uses the one click software. Yeah.
And it really gives an insight into embodied carbon.
It's a learning curve. It feels like it's simple, but it's the more you think about it.
It's not
simple.
Okay.
You know, you have to be sort of confident, speak to the quantity surveyors, structural engineers, you know, like we would never really speak to the structural engineers, and then you do have to speak to them when you do whole life carbon assessments and your LCAs and all that jazz. So I've been really trying to build up, well, just as I've been talking to people, more confidence in speaking about the structural parts of the building. Because I don't come from structural background. So a lot of it is a massive learning curve. So I've done a little bit of that.
That's good. That's good. And that's the thing with, how would you compare yourself now to when you first entered the role, like a couple of years ago?
I knew nothing. Literally knew nothing. You know, I'd never looked at like a ventilation drawing. I'd never, like, you know, I couldn't even told you what like a gas combi boiler even was. And we had one in our house. Mm-hmm. Know what a U-value was, you know, learn everything on the job. Feel a lot more confident.
And you know what? Can I ask you, what did you find to be the most effective teaching method for yourself?
Just vocational, I think, like literally on the job. Like, you know, you do have to do a lot of reading, but you will only learn through making mistakes. And that probably sounds like a, you know, not a great way to learn, but it's the only way.
Because you're like, I won't make that again.
Yeah, because then you know what you've done. And I find as well, people can tell you stuff, and you know, they can come at you and tell you things. But for me, the way I learn is I need to know how and why something is the way it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all well and good saying, like, I don't even know, I can't think off the top of my head, but like, I want to know, I find if I know how something works, it tends to stick, you know? So that's how I would learn.
Okay, that's really great to hear.
See, talking to people is the best way to learn.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like, it is a bit nerve-wracking, like, speaking to, like, the other parts of the design team. But it's the best way, because then you find all these things out that you would never have found out if you'd sent them an email.
Yeah.
I mean, literally just have a chat with them and ask them questions. You find out way more. I always would prefer to have a chat with someone than send them an email, and then obviously follow up with an email.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned a lot more.
I think before COVID, I used to like, we used to share the same office as Caldwell's.
Yeah.
So you used to just, like, go up.
I like still do. Like, I would much prefer.
See, I would, but that's, like, bloody, like, that's, like, three stories. Yeah.
I do like to go up and have a chat because I think it's, I also want to stretch my legs. And then I like to have a chat with them.
We break.
Get to know. And then sometimes they'll be like, oh, here, such and such. And you're like, oh.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that with me.
Yeah. And then you've built a relationship with them. They put a name to the face.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. No, but that's great. I feel like we're given the inside scoop into what it's like and working in an office.
In an office, yeah.
In a, yeah.
In birthdays, sausage rolls.
Yeah. What's the sausage rolls you make? The mustard?
No, they're like with bacon and onion chutney. I know, because Ryan was like, are you going to make sausage rolls for when you leave? And I was like, do you think I have time to make sausage rolls before I leave? And he was like, they better be from a bakery. And I'm like, I don't know whether I
sometimes be so cocky.
So like... cocky. And I was like, oh, you'll be lucky if I bring them in from Tesco's.
Yeah. I actually still haven't brought in stuff for my birthday.
I didn't bring anything because my birthday was on the works too. So I think
I'm
doing this.
No, yeah. Just
so right. I'll bring some store-bought sausage rolls in.
Store-bought.
People will still eat them, I guarantee.
Oh, yeah. People will, you know, probably eat them faster.
Eat them regardless. So
yeah.
I'll cut them up so they're half.
That's good. That's like, can I get a full sausage roll?
You can.
Brilliant. Brilliant. One of the things I do want to introduce to this podcast, we were talking about it, is the process of video cameras.
Yeah.
It's like, you can if you want to.
You can. I will never be on the podcast ever again.
Will you fly over to be on the podcast?
No, we'll have to do a Teams call.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm a celebrity who's like far away somewhere, you know, like off season. I'm like, hey, thanks for having me.
It's like maybe the audio is a bit, I was saying. Hi guys.
Wi-Fi's a bit funny.
Yeah.
In the cabin.
Yeah. What if I fly over with my staff to do an interview? Like, would you?
Yeah, if you did, that would be a big commitment on your part. So sure.
But nothing. I used to be one of those people, like, before I was, like, you know, dropped down with, like, not, like, you know, before I was lassoed down with...
I was grounded.
Yeah, before I was lassoed down with the responsibilities of life. Yeah. But I used to be like, oh, I might book a flight somewhere. Like, you
really?
Know.
Really? Oh, no, I've never been like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to go, like, one of my flights was to go to Bucharest. Because of the, like, you know, Dracula. I'm a really big Dracula
fan. You want to go to Transylvania?
But then that was the year of COVID, so it didn't happen. So
that's fair enough. I mean, I've never been drawn to Bucharest.
Yeah,
going to Rome in October.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it's going to be like Kristen Bell's acclaimed 2006 movie When in Rome.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, you really should. It's really good. I think that's how her and Dax Shepard met, her husband.
Really? That's how they met? Okay. I'll look it up.
I want to retract my 2006.
Over there.
It's 2010, okay?
That is 14 years ago.
Oh, don't. I remember going to see that for my birthday.
Oh, do you know what I went to go see? For like, I was when I was really young. And like, it was my first like, birthday with like friends and stuff. We went to the cinema to see The Golden Compass.
The Golden Compass.
Golden Compass.
Oh my goodness, that is, it's weird because I know it's a noughties film, but like
I don't think it's a noughties film. Like, no, it's in the 2000s. Wait, is noughties mean 2000?
Yeah, noughties means like 2000, between 2000 and 2010.
Yeah, it was probably in that era.
Yeah, can you tell me when The Golden Compass was made?
2005.
Oh, you're so close. 2007.
Mm-hmm. I would have been 9.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
You're like, oh my God.
Get out.
You'd have been 13.
Oh my God. No, I would have been 12. 2007. Oh, 1985.
Yeah, I'm 1998. But I'm just on the cusp. I probably would have been 8.
Yep.
Actually. Mm-hmm. Nope, it was my birthday. It was probably 9. It was probably my birthday.
Wow. Well, that's great. I remember, like, what is it? I was talking about the podcast at lunch.
Yeah.
And I was, like, telling the girls, like, you know, Tanya and Dipti from upstairs. Great film modelers, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it was Dipti who was like, oh, like, what's it on? And then I was kind of explaining. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. It's kind of, like, what it's like to work in this industry.
if you want to,
you're going with this.
Like, it's like if you want to like have a job, it's like, oh yeah, but not this, like something more interesting, like, you know, right?
Really? Is that what you said?
It was something like, you know, oh, something like film or like, you know,
our job.
Yeah. And then like she's kind of like, okay.
I thought you were going with it in the way you were like, oh, what's it on, as in she was like, you know, what platform can I watch, listen to it on.
Oh,
where I thought you were going with that.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then you like explained the whole thing, and she was like, you know, where can I listen?
Yeah, yeah. Like, and it's like, well.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know what? I'm just not going to ask you any questions again.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about that? Is there anything else you would like to cover? Because I feel we've gone in detail about the plan to become an LCEA.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is an important chunk.
Yeah.
For an energy engineers,
yeah,
progress. We also mm-hmm. talked about joining an organization,
yeah,
and then also talked about general office printer, like
just confluering.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
You know, it's been a rough couple of weeks.
Actually, I do.
Actually, it's a lock store.
How much time have you got?
Yeah, and you're like
in the hot six. You're like. Forget half six.
Yeah, forget half six. You're lucky if you get over here at half seven.
Yeah, you're lucky if you're out here before nightfall.
Yeah. That's the one thing I will say that I like. The nights have got brighter.
Yeah.
So.
They have indeed. You know, I do like summer.
Yeah.
I do like summer. But I prefer winter.
I prefer autumn.
So you're a Halloween girly though, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm a Christmas bitch.
Christmas. Is that the term?
It's an official term.
Official term. Oxford
Dictionary Christmas bitches. Holiday boys.
The holiday boys. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah, can I just say thank you so much. You've been absolutely amazing to have on the podcast.
You're welcome.
And even though it's your second podcast, mm-hmm. this definitely is not your last podcast.
Always a pleasure. Never a chore.
I feel like I should give some context. I don't know why, but I say that to every
person I see.
Yeah, every yeah.
Someone like, steps in front of me. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
And they're just gonna look at me. It's like, can you leave? Like,
yeah. Yeah. No, thank you for having me on the podcast. This will not be my last one.
Mm-hmm. And I think when I tag you, I'll tag your new job role as well.
Yeah, we'll keep it on the down low for now. Just okay. Keep everyone on their seats.
Yeah.
We're not friends anymore. That's sad. So sad.
Hi, you're like, hi Anya, how are you?
Yeah, it's like really, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm really good, thanks. So
yeah, I'm really good, thanks. Oh, so good to hear from you.
The weather's been pretty good. Yeah,
yeah,
pretty good actually. And
haven't been up to much, but
it's been saving.
Yeah,
just been saving, you know, working away. Work's busy.
Yeah, work's busy.
What did I had a ham and cheese sandwich for lunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was really good.
No, but I want that to be like what we talk about every day. I'm like, what did you have for lunch?
Yeah, every single day.
Yeah.
Chicken salad every day.
Because I feel like I'll be talking to you on Instagram and then you'll be talking to Kristen on WhatsApp.
I will not talk to her on WhatsApp.
She doesn't really use Instagram.
She has to. I don't talk to her in any other way. I force her to Instagram me. She's like shaking. She's like, hi.
Hi. Hi. It's like a voice. Wow. Well, sorry. My bad.
Wow. Why did you just throw your phone at me?
You're like, and you know, why is I got a black eye?
They're in the office, you know, the recording, and it's like, why are you taking your pants off? You didn't put your pants back on.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Did you watch The Office last time? You were on the podcast.
Yeah, I was. I think I'd finished it a while back.
Yeah.
I'd be able to ready to start all over again once I finished Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I think people will definitely laugh at this podcast episode as well, because again,
guys, if you laugh, you can send me £5 or PayPal.
Chris Shackle.
Just to support my small business.
Yeah.
Business is me getting lunch in London.
Yeah. And I was like, so you have to send me minimum £20.
Minimum £20 so I can afford a cup of tea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Hannah, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and this definitely isn't your last one.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'll fly over and get you to record your voice.
This time I'll pay you.
Yeah, you pay. I just want to clarify, Hannah's not getting paid, okay?
That's what she wants you to know.
Phones me, just like, yeah,
I hope she got paid. But yeah. You guys are getting paid?
Yeah, you guys are getting paid?
Wow. Yes.
But yeah, no, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Okay, I will see you tomorrow.
I will see you after the function.
I'll see you.
Yeah, you just leave. You're like, you put down the headphones, like, bye.
Bye. I'm like, wow, I've got to go. I've got to catch a train.
Yeah. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, there's no trains in Dillon now.
I'll end it there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Carbon Climates. If you follow us on Instagram at carbon_climates, you can keep up to date with our latest news, posts, or episode uploads. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.